civil righteousness. If you follow the law, that's what will get you saved. If you do these ceremonies, that's what God expects of you. He'll be pleased with you, and then you can come into heaven. They taught that the nation as a whole only needed to submit to the Mosaic law in order to be right with God, because God already chose us, so we're all set. They drew this conclusion because of their privileged status as, quote, the chosen people. They knew that they had special advantages that no other nation had, but they went about salvation their own way. They did not go God's way. Romans 10, look at verses 2 and 3. I bear them record, talking about Israel, that they have a zeal of God, without a doubt, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. So they were religious, yes. They have a zeal for God, no question about that. However, they didn't go about it God's way. So up to this point, Paul has explained the error of the chosen people. And based on his explanation about the Jews not being saved as a nation, it would be easy to think that Paul has become their enemy. His faith in Christ caused him to disown his former beliefs of traditional Judaism. And now he was showing why that was wrong. But Paul was not attacking the Jews. You have to remember that. He was not dismissing the historical truths regarding them as a nation. He was exposing their errors because he knew the truth and he wanted them to know it as well. So, far from being an enemy of Israel, Paul had become passionate about seeing them come to know the truth. The great heaviness and continual sorrow of 9 and verse 2 is over the fact that the national Israelites are not saved. And although he is himself an Israelite, he states an identifier, turn over to chapter 9, that distinguishes him from them. Take a look at how he puts this. He says, I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish myself were accursed from Christ for, now look at this wording, my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. According to the flesh. He's saying, yes, I am physically connected to these people, but I'm not spiritually. They are my physical, biological brothers, but spiritually we're on different planets. He has come to saving faith in Christ. His spiritual eyes have been opened. Now he can see the truth about all that God has done for the nation, and particularly what God has done in the Messiah Jesus. So having this truth, having this knowledge, he wants to share it with his national brothers. His interest is partly because they are his national brothers. We seem to be that way with, wherever we grow up, those are our people. Whether we know them or not, doesn't really matter. We just like people from our background, our area. And Paul is, in one sense, that way, like anybody else. But it's also because they have been privileged by God like nobody else. And so God's program of salvation in Christ should be obvious to them. Their divine privilege didn't gain them salvation. It made it, though, it made salvation clearer and more unambiguously obvious. Or at least it should. The nation was brought up in scarlet. Jeremiah said they chose to embrace darkness. Just like Jeremiah sorrowed over the nation losing Ishmael was not the promised son. God told Abraham that even though he and Sarah were old, he would still have a son through her, Genesis 17. In due time, Sarah bore Isaac. And it was through Isaac that the seed would come, according to Genesis 12, but we're in Romans 9. Take a look at verse 7. Neither because are they the one who is over all things as God. And he is blessed forever. This confirms that the one that came from their physical heritage is none other than God himself, Emmanuel, God with us. Everything in this list has been progressing to this point. All of the privileges that the Israelites had received throughout the centuries, beginning way back there with Abraham, came to their climax in the person of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And so the major question is this: what have they done? Not with all of those other blessings, but ultimately, what have they done with the Lord Jesus? And the point in these verses is that the Jewish people have had all the blessings on their side, even to the point of giving physical birth to the incarnate God. They had everything in their hands, and it was theirs to embrace if they would just take it to themselves, and yet the entire nation misappropriated what they had and rejected the end of it all, the Messiah himself. For thousands of years, God had stretched out his hand to a rebellious people that would not accept him, Romans 10:21. When the light of the world himself came into the world and then went to his own, they were so blinded that they did not receive him, John 1:11. Instead, in their spiritual ignorance, they rejected him, and like they did with the Old Testament prophets that were sent to prepare the way for the Christ, Matthew 23:37, they killed him, not even realizing that they had killed the Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 2:8. And most of them, is the special program that God had given to the nation to display his great favor if they would simply accept it. If they would start with the adoption and realize God is drawing me to him, and the glory, God is revealing himself to me, and the covenants, God is making these promises to me if, and the law,